Hello.
Hey Lawrence, it's Jerome at CBA. How are you doing?
I'm good. Who is it?
This is Jerome at CBA. You had spoke with B, associate of mine, about a few properties, one of them being Doss Road. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, we got a minute. I got a minute. What's
Okay.
up?
You guys had spoken last month about a few properties that you were looking to receive offers on. I know she was doing some research on a few, but you had said, you ran into your brothers, one needs a full gut. There's a lot going on, but I just wanted to touch back bases with you and see where you were in the process. And
Well, I have never listed the property. I've never sought for anyone out to sell it, but I'm getting a lot of inquiries about it.
got you. And I mean, with that being said, are you considering if someone comes correct with a decent offer? I mean,
Well, that depends on, again, yeah, that depends on what they offer. What properties are you talking about specifically? All of them?
I know
You talk.
you had spoken about 8705, 8615, and 8701 were the three that you had spoke to us about.
Yeah, 8701 is my residence. Yes, right.
Yes. Yes.
8705 is an acre adjoining my residence, but it's deeded separately. But it's just a lot, a 1.38 acre lot. And the 8615 is about 24.8 acres with the old home place house on it. And I haven't received any good offers on anything yet.
Got you. Got you. And I know we were doing our due diligence on those properties. I mean, to give you some offers, my thing is, I guess we're just trying to figure out if you're serious about selling. I mean, even if it's 8615 Doss, the one that's being a little, it needs some work. You said it needs to be fully gutted.
Oh yes, it has not worth keeping in my view.
Yeah, no.
But I guess if somebody wants to put a lot of money on it, I guess they could. But my dad built that house years ago, and he added on it as we grew as a family. But it hasn't been well kept since mom and dad passed.
Got you. Got you. And I'm sorry to hear that, but it happens. It
Yeah.
happens. Hard to keep
So
up with
what
everything.
kind of, yeah, what kind of offers are you looking at?
Well, I
Because
just wanted to go
I
ahead.
don't know. All I know is an assessment value. I don't know what's fair market value. I don't know anything about that. I don't have any price in mind. I guess when I hear the right price, I'll know it.
Gotcha, and that makes sense. And really, I just wanted to touch back with you to see if you're at all serious about getting those offers, because once numbers are the easiest part of this. Once we make an offer, we just want to know that you're actually motivated to let go of it, because don't want it to be in vain, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand, but you want me to make a commitment before I hear any numbers, so I can't do that.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That does make sense. And I don't want you to promise anything before, just an understanding. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna speak to B about this, at least the 8605,
Eighty-seven oh five.
8705. I'm sorry, 8615. The numbers
Yeah,
are merging together.
that's the 24 acres with the house. Okay.
Yes. 24 acres with the house. Yeah, I'm gonna speak to her and find her find and just touch base on her findings of everything, and then I can give you a call back with an offer. But I just wanted to know, when is a good time frame for you so I can do so.
Well, I'm retired, and I stay pretty busy at church doing building and ground stuff. But I've got the cell phone with me most times, so most any time of day is good. I'm usually up by 8 or 9 in the morning, but and then my days are varied. Sometimes I'm busy, sometimes I'm not. But again, I have my cell, and I'll be glad to take your call anytime.
Okay. All right. I definitely appreciate that. And I can definitely do so. And like I know you said you hadn't considered listing it, and with the shape of the home on 8615, it's kind of no point. It's kind of like listing it as land, if that makes sense, and not necessarily with the house, if it's in the condition that you're saying.
Right. I can't, I don't see any value in the house. No. Somebody else may see some value in it, but I've been in construction. My family's in construction. I actually work for Philip Morris. But anyway, I know what shape the house is in. It's not, it hadn't been kept up.
Gotcha.
If it was me, if I wanted to develop that property, I'd push the house down and build something new. Now,
And that makes sense.
that 24 acres might be valuable to a contractor or builder, because there are a lot of homes coming up around me out this way.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. So, I mean, there's a housing crisis all around, man. And so I can definitely foresee more and more people coming out to Mosley.
Yeah, this part of Chesterfield is I've heard is the fastest growing area in the county, and maybe in several counties. So it's a lot of stuff going on out here.
For sure, for sure. And had you ever sold a house or a property for cash at all?
I have not. No.
Okay, got you. I mean, I can at least, I don't know if B gave you the rundown of how it is before, but it's pretty simple. You know, of course, everything is as is. So that way, you know, you're not having to worry about tearing down the house, the demolition costs, or even fixing it up if you were to keep it. So it's a little different than listing just due to the fact you don't have to do all that extra work, you know.
Right. It, take it as is. I got you.
So it's not necessarily the same as, you know, numbers as listing, but you don't have those extra costs that come along with listing, such as like
Right.
closing costs and everything like that. So the number that I'd present to you goes straight to you and nothing out of it, unlike listing.
Okay. And can you give me your name again?
My name is Jerome Pratt.
Can you spell it? Is it J?
Jerome, and the last name is Pratt.
Pratt. Okay, Jerome Pratt. Okay, Mr. Pratt. All right.
And the company that I'm with is CVA Homes, Central Virginia Homes.
Yeah, I think y'all may have sent me some literature. Have you? Have you sent me an offer in the mail or anything?
I don't think it would be an offer in the mail, but I you probably recall talking to our associate, one of the B
Yeah,
individual speaking of.
I think so. I think I remember that conversation. Okay, well, I'll look for your call, and I don't know if you'll be calling back from the same number, but
I will.
unless it goes to potential scam, I'll pick it up.
All right, no problem. It'll be from the same number, and it'll be most likely tomorrow evening, if not Thursday. So,
Okay.
all right. All right. You take care and have a great rest of your day, Mr. Lawrence.
Okay, Mr. Pratt, thanks.
All right. Thank you.